Be'ezus Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Laws of Shabbos, and the Seif Zman, the book of designated times, which continued the theme of the previous parakim leading up to Shabbos and regarding the introduction. So in this parak we discuss regarding the Issur of Amir La'akam, of telling a non-Jew to do something prohibited, and the prohibition of having benefit from activities that were done on Shabbos, which includes both that done by a non-Jew and that of a Jew, which that leads us into different things that one can activate from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos. That's why the theme is here, continuing with the previous parak, before we get started with the actual malachas of Shabbos itself. So I'm going to get regarding the prohibition of telling a non-Jew to do a prohibited malacha. Aslam al-Nachri. So I'm going to tell a non-Jew, la'asas lona malacha b'Shabbos, to do prohibited work for us on Shabbos. Even though the non-Jew is not commanded to not do malacha Shabbos, and the Av B'Shem Alam Mekayim Shabbos, and this is even if you told the non-Jew before Shabbos to do this malacha, and Av B'Shem Nitzarach Leis Malacha, and even though the Jew doesn't even need that work to be done, Ela Achar Shabbos, only after Shabbos, it's still forbidden. And Medav is the awesome Devi Seifim, and this is rabbinically prohibited. And the reason for this is Kadesh Leitia Shabbos Kala B'Nem, that the halachas of Shabbos should not be light in the eyes of the Jews. Because v'yivoy l'asabatzim, they're going to come to do it themselves. If you have a non-Jew doing it for you, might come to do it yourself. Halacha beis, and that's even further. Not only is there a prohibition of telling the non-Jew, there's a prohibition of having benefit from that malacha. Nachri sh'asa malacha me'atzma b'Shabbos. The non-Jew did a malacha on his own, on Shabbos. Im b'shvil Yisrael asa isa, but if he did it for a Jew, asa l'hanas b'isa malacha, it's prohibited to have any benefit from that forbidden work, ad matzah Shabbos, until after Shabbos, and moreover, yamtin, you have to wait b'chadesha te'asa, the amount of time that it would normally take for that malacha to be done, and you have to wait that amount of time after Shabbos. And b'hu, and that is, sh'lihi adov b'fahesya, that's only that, okay, it'll be permitted at least then, if it was not something that was done in public, ad sh'id b'rabim, and that until the community knows, sh'dov ze b'shil pleinu hu'nasa b'Shabbos, that it was done for that person on Shabbos. But if it would be b'fahesya, then actually it would be forbidden even beyond that time. But if not, then at least after Shabbos, b'chadesh yasa, it's permitted. Now, v'im b'shvil atzmai b'lvaros, but if the non-Jew did it only for himself, mutl hanes b'Shabbos, then it would be permitted for a Jew to benefit from that on Shabbos. And Rambam continues, halacha gimel ketzad hasa, so Rambam illustrates. Nachrish hedlik is aner. The non-Jew lit a lamp, a candle. So mishtamish l'ir Yisrael. So the non-Jew did it for himself. The Jew could benefit from that light. But v'im b'shvil Yisrael, if he did it for the Jew, also it's forbidden. Also, nachri kevish layered by minasvina. Let's say the non-Jew made a ramp to come down from the boat on Shabbos. Yirdachar Rabbi Yisrael. A Jew could now, since the non-Jew did it himself, the Jew couldn't come down the ramp after him. But if he did it for the Jew, also it's forbidden. Milamayim lahashkas pamta, if he filled up water to give his animal to drink. So it was for himself. Samashkachar Yisrael. So now the Jew could give his animal to drink after that. But if he did it for the Jew, also it's forbidden. Let's say the non-Jew gathered grasses to feed to his animal. The Jew could let his animal eat from it. But vahu, and that is stipulating, only if the non-Jew does not recognize, not friendly with that Jew. Because even though the non-Jew did it for himself, if he's going to let his animal eat from the grass, he knows the Jew can't do malacha. He might increase the malacha for the Jew. So it comes out, he's doing it for the Jew. Even though he's doing it for himself, he's also doing it for the Jew. Therefore, it's forbidden. And therefore, one cannot use it even if not, because he might come to do that. And so to anything really that there's a feasibility to increase for the Jew, lo yehana by b'Shabbos, the Jew is not allowed to have benefit, even if the non-Jew did it for himself. Elam kin ina makir, only if he doesn't recognize, he's not friendly with him, he's not going to do more for him. Then once the Jew, non-Jew used it, the Jew could then go ahead and use it. Halacha dal. Avadav v'shem b'la harbis l'mayit, but something that you cannot do more or less than, for example, ner, a lamp. It's what's called ner l'echa ner l'meya. You have it, it's there already, you don't have to do more. Or v'chebesh or ramp, it's there, not making more ramps. So since the non-Jew did it for himself, so the Jew could have benefited from that after Shabbos. And even though he's his friend, he recognized him. Again, he's not doing anything extra for the Jew. Now, talking about a lamp, ner hadolik b'mesiba b'Shabbos, regarding a lamp that was lit by a party on Shabbos. So it depends. If most of the people sitting around there are Jews, the non-Jew did the malacha, that Malacha is forbidden to have benefit from that illumination. Kosha Malik, the one who lit the candle, Al Dasarei Malik, he lights it based on the majority of people that are there. And since the majority are Jews, he's doing it for Jews, and doing for Jews is forbidden. But then Reb Nachman, most of the people sitting around there are not Jewish. Mutlish Tamish Leir, it would be permitted to utilize its light because it's being done for the majority, which are not Jews. Mechza Mechza, if it's 50-50, also it's going to be forbidden. Nufla Dleika B'Shabbos. Let's say there's a fire that breaks out on Shabbos. Uvon Nachil Chabbos, and the non-Jews come in to extinguish the fire. So Ein Omer LeKabe, you don't tell him to extinguish it. At the same time, Va'al Techabe, neither do you tell him, I mean, you don't have to protest, you don't have to say, don't put it out. The reason for that is, Mnesha Inch V'Sase Leinu. His not doing work is not coming upon us. We don't have to make sure a non-Jew doesn't do work. And the Chen Kri Yitzvah says, it's similar. You're not allowed to tell him to do it, but you don't have to stop him from doing something which, under the circumstances, that there's not going to be any direct benefit. You don't have to stop him, but you don't, again, neither can you tell him to go ahead and do it. Halacha, hey, mace. Regarding a dead person, Sha'asle Nachrim Aron. So there were non-Jews that made for the dead person a coffin, or v'chafer lekever, or they dug for him a grave, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. Or hevi lechalil nisbet b'hem, or they would brought for the dead person flutes, which they would eulogize with for the, by the Levaya. So in Betzin, if all these things were done discreetly, see, again, it's still Maisa Shabbos, it was done by an Akum on Shabbos. Yam t'mechdei she'asul matza Shabbos, be covered by, you have to wait after Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take to dig the grave, or to bring the flute, or to make the coffin, and then you cover by, and then you can be buried over there. But that's only if it was done discreetly. But if let's say the grave was out there in the city square, and the coffin was on top, everyone was passing by was saying, oh, these non-Jews, they're doing it today, now on Shabbos, l'plainu, it's for that person. That Jew is never allowed to be buried there forever. Nation Bafasi, because it was done out in the open, it's a great desecration of Shabbos. But a mutter likfer by Yisrael Acher, but another Jew could be buried there, who has long as Shayamta Bekleshi Asa, he waits the amount of time that it was done, so it wasn't done for this Jew, albeit he's another Jew, and therefore that would be permitted if you wait the time of the Bekleshi Asa. But in case it was anything something like this, would have the same halacha. Halacha Vav. Nachri, a non Jew, Shevi Chalil Meshabbos Lemes, he brought flutes on Shabbos for the dead person, for that Levaya. So Ava Bishadin Mitzalochem, even though he brought it right from seemingly the other side of the wall of the city, Yam Tel Matzah Shabbos, you have to wait after Shabbos, but Chadesh Yavin Makam Karb, the amount of time it takes to bring from a nearby place, Vachach Yisperdu Behem, and then you could use it for the Levaya, because Shema Balayla Hivim Makam Acher Adachem, because maybe at nighttime he had brought it from some other place up until the city walls, so that was on Friday night, and Uba Baikin Nech Behem, and Shabbos morning he came in, it seemingly from right on the other side of the wall, but really it was from somewhere else. And therefore, maybe Malacha was done for him at bringing it from somewhere further away. Now, if you know definitively, you know which place it was brought from on Shabbos, then you have to wait the amount of time it takes to bring from that place, whether that's a leniency because it's nearby or stringency because it's further away. But Vahu, again, as long as it's not in the town square, like we said, because that is b'fahesti, and that would be forbidden forever. Halacha Zayin. Ir, a city, she'yisrael b'nachin darm b'teicha. There we have Jews and non-Jews dwelling in that city. V'yisab ha'merchatz ha'merchatzes b'Shabbos. And there was a bathhouse that was in service on Shabbos. So im reviv, most of the people that used the bathhouse at that time, when the non-Jewish owners heating it up, are nachrim, are non-Jews. So mutalichas b'lamatzah Shabbos miyad. You're allowed to go and bathe in it right after Shabbos, because it was done for the non-Jews. But when Rabbi saw most of them are Jews, then you have to wait the amount of time that it takes to heat it up. Again, it's heat up for the majority, and the majority are Jews, and it was done for the Jews on the Malachan Shabbos. You have to wait the amount of time it would take it to heat it up after Shabbos. 50-50, also you have to wait the amount of time it takes to heat it up. Anything similar to this halacha would have the same halachic outcome. Halacha Ches. Yisrael Shamal Anachri, a Jew tells a non-Jew, Las le Malacha Zub Shabbos, to do this Malacha on Shabbos. So Ava Bisha Avar, although he violated this rabbinic law, Umak, and this is Makas Maradis, and the given rabbinic lashes, Mutu le Lohanes Boisa Malacha le Erev, he's allowed to have benefit from that Malacha in the evening. Achash Yem to Beklesh Yasa, again, if you wait the amount of time that it takes to do that Malacha on Matzah Shabbos. And they didn't say it's forbidden, this, that you have to wait the amount of time that it takes to do the malach, you have to wait that amount of time on Matzah Shabbos, that was only because of this reason, she'imtem, because they're going to say, yei mutu miyad, that it's going to be permitted for him right after Shabbos. Okay, not on Shabbos, but right after. Shemi yirmel nachal asla, it's still be worth his while, he might tell the non-Jew to do it. Comes out that whatever takes 2 hours on Matzah Shabbos to be, he's done right away on Matzah Shabbos. So therefore, but now that they say it's forbidden, until you wait the amount of time that anyways it would take to do a Matzah Shabbos, he's not going to tell the non-Jew to do it for him. Because he's not getting envy anyway. He has to wait anyways in the evening. The amount of time it takes to do this, which was done on Shabbos. Halacha Tes now talks about regarding certain times that there is a permissibility of telling a non-Jew to do a malacha. Davar she'ena malacha, something that's not a malacha, that's not an actual one of the things that are biblically prohibited. Ve'en osalasayis b'shabbos al-mashem shavuos, and it's only forbidden to be done on Shabbos only because it's rabbinically prohibited. Mutter li Yisrael lo'em al-anochi lasayis b'shabbos. That's permitted to tell a non-Jew to do on Shabbos. V'hu, this is what's known as a shavuos dishavuos, you're telling the nochi, which is itself a isud rabbanon, to do a shavuos isud rabbanon, is permitted. V'hu as stipulating that it has to have one of the following factors. Either sheyisha mitzvah chayli, that there is someone that's a little bit sick, or yitzarch ladaber tzarich harbo, or someone that's very necessary, or mne mitzvah, or because of a mitzvah purpose. As Ram illustrates, halacha yud kates at household. So I mean, Yisrael l'nochi b'shabbos, a Jew could tell a non-Jew on Shabbos lalis be'ilim to go on a tree, which is rabbinically prohibited because you might break up a branch. Or loshal up mayim, or to float on the water, which is also rabbinically prohibited because you might make a raft. And the reason why he's telling the non-Jew to do Isidra Abanan is because they love a shayfer, to bring from a shayfer, a sakin, lamila, or a knife for the mila. I maybe le mechatz lechatzar, he wants him to bring something from one quarter to another quarter, she'ener benim, that there's no eruv that allows carrying from one to the next, which these are all rabbinically prohibited, and he wants him to bring mayim chamen, laharchetz bem katan, or mitzdar, to bring warm waters for the child or someone that's in pain to bathe themselves. So it's either, like we said, for a mitzvah purpose because it's a certain illness or for a great need. And something like that would be permitted because, again, it's a shavus to shavus b'malkum, these types of extenuating circumstances. If someone purchases a house in Eretz Yisrael from a non-Jew, he's allowed to tell a non-Jew to write for him a document on Shabbos. Because Shamil and Nachri B'Shabbos, so although that's a malacha deraisim, Shamil and Nachri B'Shabbos, because telling a non-Jew to do something on Shabbos is Zuma Debrahim is rabbinically forbidden. But Umashum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but because of the settling of Eretz Yisrael, like Gazub the Bezeh, here they did not make the decree of the actual Amir L'Akam even for Issa deraisa. And Mechin Alakech Bayis Mehem B'Suria, even if someone purchased a house from them in Syria, Shasuri Keretz Yisrael the Bezeh, although for certain things Syria is like Eretz Yisrael, certain things like not for this, it was like Eretz Yisrael, and there was no Isra of Amir La'akim in such a situation, you could tell them to even write up the document on Shabbos. Now, Halacha Yudbeis continues regarding situations of hiring and of lending and of partnership with a non-Jew on Shabbos. So, Paisik Adam Em Anachri Al Malacham. A person can make up with a non-Jew regarding the work divisions, and the kait is done, he could set a certain amount of money, and the non-Jew could do his own work, meaning he's doing it for his own benefit because he made up a certain job that he should do. So he could do it whenever he wants to, and the Jew does not particularly that he should do on Shabbos. So you make up with him a certain job, and you set a price that's known as kablonis, so then he could do the work even on Shabbos. Now, although he's doing it on Shabbos, mutter is permitted. Another case. So this is not actually kablonis, like you're paying him for the job. You're hiring the non-Jew for many days. But the Jewish employer is not telling him to do actual work on Shabbos. He's not even gaining if he does work on Shabbos. Mutter, then it's permitted, even though he's doing work on Shabbos. He hires him, you're working for me for a year or two. He says, your job is to write for me or to weave garments for me. He's allowed to write and he's allowed to weave for him on Shabbos and is permitted. And therefore it's like similar to the first case, as if he sat with him, they should write for him a Torah scroll or should a sefer or to weave for him a garment. That way, said he could do whenever he wants to, because you don't have to do it today. You could do it anytime. If you're doing it on Shabbos, doing it for yourself, not for the Jew, because your job is to finish this job. Here also, even though it's not for a job, it's for a certain amount of time, but as long as he doesn't calculate, did you work today, he could choose to do, but he's just working for the year. If he chooses to work on Shabbos, that's for his own convenience, and therefore that's permitted. Halacha Gimel, now, but when we say that it's permitted to tell a non-Jew to do malacha b'Yisrael, if it's for a contractual agreement for a finished job, is only b'tzina. If it's something that's discreet, people don't recognize, even if it's something out in the open, they don't recognize that this is for a Jew. Shemakir and Hakol, not everyone knows Shazum Aloha Nas Bashabis, that this work that's being done on Shabbos, Shal Yisrael, he is that for a Jewish employer. Aval Mohesi, you do a Gului Mufasemis, but if it was known and revealed and well publicized, then Asur then would be forbidden, even though the non-Jew is doing it for himself. Sharadoyas Anachi Isaac, because someone that sees the non-Jew doing the work, any Adair Shikatsis doesn't know he made a set price for him. Vayman is going to say, "Ah, Shaplani Sachar Nachi, last lema lach b'Shabbos. Look, this guy hired a non-Jew to do work for Machamah, which is forbidden, and since people might not know, therefore we say it's forbidden. Halacha Yidav Lafikar, therefore. Ha'paisikim Anachi, if someone makes up with a non-Jew, libnis lechatseiro or kaslai, to build for him his courtyard or his wall, or to harvest his field, or he hired him for a year or two to build his courtyard, or to plant his vineyard. So if the work was in the actual city, the state itself, at least in within the Shabbos boundary that people could walk to on Shabbos, you're not allowed to leave the non-Jew to do it on Shabbos, because those who see, they don't know that you set a price, and therefore they're going to think that you hired him to do work on Shabbos. Now, let's say the work was out of the halachic tchum of Shabbos, then it's mutter, then it's permitted. She ain't from Yisrael. There's no Jews over there, and they can't walk during Shabbos. She yiras apoylim, that they'll see the workers because she knows some Shabbos are doing work on Shabbos, because really it's permitted. It's only because of those who see that they're not going to understand. And since no one is there anyway, it would be permitted. Halacha tezva v'chim mutter la'odom. So it's permitted for a person lahaskir karmai to lease his vineyard or sedeo or his field lanachri to a non-Jew. Af bishuzer menoit m'Shabbos, even though they're planting it and sowing it on Shabbos. Why? Shaharoyah, because in this case, well, first of all, it's permitted because actually the non-Jew is doing it for himself. He leased it to them. But moreover, Shaharoyah, in this case, the one who sees Yidei Yashashkur in him, he knows that they are leased out because fields and vineyards are commonly leased out for most people. And therefore, there's no concern over here. People know that, oh, it must have been leased out. Oibadisis Noslam, or if let's say he gave it to him with a type of, not a lease, which is specifically that the non-Jew pays a set amount of money per year and he takes all the produce for himself, but rather that the non-Jew works and he gets a certain amount of dividends where he's doing it for himself because he wants to make more on the profit, so that is going to be permitted. Now, the dove is something, Shashem Yisrael, Balav, Karu Olav, that the name of the Jewish owner is on that property. And the way of those people of that place, their norm is not to lease or to give it in sharecropping. Well, then asal haskir l'nachi. Then you would not be allowed to lease it out to a non-Jew. Because the non-Jew is going to be doing work in that place on Shabbos. Everyone knows, oh, that's Jew's property, and not even knows. It's not the norm over there to lease it out. And then you have the problem about people thinking that he was hired specifically to do the work on Shabbos for the Jew. Oh, design. It's permitted to lend out vessels or to lease them out to a non-Jew. Although the non-Jew is going to be doing work with it on Shabbos, that's not a problem. We're not commanded that our vessels have to rest and not do malach on Shabbos, so the non-Jew could do malach with it. But a person's own slave or animal, that would be forbidden, because we are commanded that our slaves and our animals should not do work on Shabbos, and therefore the non-Jew cannot be doing work with it, even though it's leased out to him. Halachi Zayin. Hamishtatif im anachi. Someone makes a partnership with a non-Jew. B'malacha, with certain work, or b'schar, with certain merchandise, or b'chanus, or with a store. So it depends. Im hisnu batchila, if they initially stipulated, that the Shabbos wages should go only to the non-Jew. So then, it's not considered like the non-Jew is like the agent of his Jewish partner, because it's only going to him. Well, the im ma'at v'am harba, whether it's a little or a lot, and a correlating day of another day of the week will be Yisrael about it, only for the Jew. So Jew gets Mondays and the non-Jew gets Saturdays. So mutter is going to be permitted because he's working for himself and he's working for himself on Monday. But if they didn't make a stipulation initially when they made the partnership, when they come to divide the profits from the whole week, including Shabbos, so then the non-Jew has to take the wages of Shabbos for himself, because if he's going to divide it with the Jew, comes out that the non-Jew did the work for the Jew on Shabbos, which is forbidden. So the non-Jew takes only Shabbos, and Vashar Chal Kanoisa, and the rest of the 6 days are divided amongst both of them. And the non-Jew should not add on anything more to compensate for the fact that he's taking all the wages of Shabbos, unless they initially had made a stipulation. V'chein, same thing is in Kibler Sod B'Shutfis, if they took upon the contractual lease of a field in the partnership, then Echru would have the same halacha as we just described. Halacha Yitches. Now, Vim Lo Hisnu, if they didn't stipulate, Uvo Lach L'Kasacha, now they're coming to divide the profits. And it was not known how much was the specific profits of just Shabbos. We said the non-Jews should take the Shabbos profits. We don't know how much it was because they don't know it by day. Says Ram Yerali, it appears to me, so then the non-Jew himself should take his own seventh of the profits to offset that of Shabbos. And the rest, they'll divide. And this is Moisel Nachil Asaskim. If a Jew gives monies to a non-Jew to use for investment purposes, although the non-Jew is doing business deals on Shabbos, here he could divide with him equally the wages, because that wasn't a work that was incumbent upon the Jew, as if the non-Jew is doing it for the agency of the Jew. And so it's not recognizable who it's for, and therefore it's all the non-Jew, and then he's just dividing from the capital profits with the Jew. And that's how all the Gan had ruled that that's permitted. Halachi test. Regarding the prohibitions that take effect from before Shabbos, and that's where it segues in from this halacha of Amir La'akum, which was the theme of the previous parakim discussing leading into Shabbos. Lo'itin odem be'erev Shabbos, a person should not place before Shabbos kelim, he should not give. Kelim lu'uman nachri la'saisim. Shouldn't give his vessels, his garments, to a professional non-Jew to do work on them. Although he made up with them, as which we said in halacha beis is permitted, even though the non-Jew doing malacha on Shabbos, here it only would be permitted that he could give him, let's say, to the tailor, whatever it is, only if the tailor could walk out of the Jew's house before it gets dark, then he could give him the work. But he can't give it if he's going to be walking out on Shabbos. A person cannot sell items to a non-Jew. He's not lent him. He's not allowed to give him a loan. He cannot give him a pawn. He cannot give him a gift. It's only if the non-Jew will leave with that object from the entry, from the doorway of the Jew's house, before Shabbos. Because as long as he's in the Jew's house, people, passerbys don't know when they gave it to him. And when the non-Jew is leaving from his house on Shabbos, 2 hours later, he was just musing him. He's holding the Jew's object in his hand. It'll appear like as if he was giving a loan to a non-Jew, a mishkanoi, or he's giving him collateral, or he made up with him, or he sold with him, b'Shabbos on Shabbos. So it's going to give Maris Ayin the wrong appearance, and therefore, this is what comes into what a non-Jew is forbidden to do stuff for the Jew on Shabbos, and therefore, on Erev Shabbos, one would only be able to give it to him if he's able to leave from before Shabbos. Halacha Chaf. Hanoisin Igeris L'Nachri. If someone gives a letter to a non-Jew, Lo'ilichli Aracheres, to go and bring it to another city to deliver it from. So Im Katzas Ima Yischar Halacha, if he made it with him a set price, how much is the transportation of delivery of that letter going to be? Mutter is permitted. Even if he gave it to him right before Shabbos, right before it's going to get dark, which obviously he's going on Shabbos. But who, as long as we said in the previous halacha, as long as he leaves his doorway from before Shabbos. Now, Vim Loikatzes, if he did not sit a certain amount, because if he set amount, it's kablonis, it's a contractual job. Whenever the non-Jew does, he's not doing it for himself. But Vim Loikatzes, if he did not set a price, so now it depends. If in the state there is a said person, which is the postmaster, he receives the letters, and he sends out the letters to all the different states with all their agents, all the mailmen. So then you're allowed to give, even if you did not set a price, to give it to a non-Jew the letter. But who, as long as she is shoyz bayam, as long as enough time during the day, that non-Jew that you're sending with could get to the house closest to the wall, before Shabbos, because shema zesha mekabel igris v'sholchi, because maybe the postmaster who receives the letters and sends it out, maybe his house is closest to the wall, and he has enough time, so he might not be doing malacha b'yom Shabbos, and therefore that's not going to be forbidden. But v'meidin sham adam kavul l'kach, if there's no postmaster, there's no set person that does this job, el hanachri shenoysen loy ha'igeres, rather than the non-Jew that you give him the letter to, hu shemalich liraches, he's going to have to go and bring it to that other city. He can't just come to that medina and give it to one person. He's going to have to find the person. You're never allowed to send a letter with the non-Jew, because he's going to be looking around and he's going to try to find, and it's going to turn out that he's going to be doing malacha on Shabbos for you because you didn't set a price. Elam can cut slay dam again, unless he set a price of money, then he's doing it for himself to finish the job. Halacha chafalos. Nachri shebi chafetz of b'Shabbos. a non-Jew that brings his own items on Shabbos, ve'echnisim lebeis Yisrael, and he brings it into the Jew's house, but that's permitted. It's the non-Jew's items. And even if the Jew tells him, hey, hamnichim mezabazur, he put it in this corner, it is a mutter that's permitted as long as the Jew doesn't take it from him. U'mezamnes anachim b'Shabbos, he'll have to invite a non-Jew on Shabbos. V'noisim lefonim b'zaynis l'achim, he'll have to put food in front of him to eat. And v'im netalim b'yatz, if he takes and he leaves, einis kagamoy, you don't have to stop him. Nishein shvasas elenim, because his resting is not incumbent upon us. So unlike that of, we said, the Jew's object, which has to be out of the house before Shabbos, and he takes the food, that's not a problem. You're also allowed to put food in front of a dog in the courtyard. If the dog takes and leaves, in this kakalai, we don't have to address ourselves to that situation. Halacha chav beis. Now, mishay bo baderech. If someone was going on the road, b'kiddush shel abayim, and Shabbos is starting, already became dark. Now he had money with him, so what he could do is nisin kisel anachri lelichle. He could give his purse, his wallet, to a non-Jew to carry it for him. Well, the matzah Shabbos lechem, and after Shabbos, I'll take it from him. Now, even though he's not giving him wages for this, because if he did, you could say the non-Jew is doing it for himself. No, even without wages, and even if he gave it to the non-Jew after it was already dark, it was already Shabbos, mutter is still permitted. Why? It's a rabbinic dispensation. The person becomes very overwhelmed regarding his money. It's not possible to just throw it away. Now, if you're not going to allow him to have this rabbinic violation of the non-Jew doing something for him, it's only rabbinically forbidden. If you're not going to let him, he's going to come to carry it with his own hand. He's going to come to violate biblical law of carrying of Haitzah of himself in Rosh Hashanah. Now, when do we say this? It's only Bekisa, only with his own wallet, of his own money. But if he finds, let's say, money, he finds something precious, he's not allowed to give it to the non-Jew, because the person is not as confounded regarding found money versus his previously owned money. Rather, he's only allowed to transport it less than 4 amas at a time, which is not the biblical prohibition of carrying, which is specifically 4 amas at a time. Halacha chav gimel, regarding when a Jew does malach on Shabbos. We spoke about a non-Jew, which is prohibited. Yisrael sha'asa malacha b'Shabbos, a Jew who does prohibited malach on Shabbos. So, im afar v'asa b'zadon, if he violated and did it deliberately, asa lohanis ba'isa malacha l'ayim, he's forbidden to have any benefit from that malacha forever. U'sha'yisol, other Jews, mutulam lohanis ba'lamatzah Shabbos miyad, they're permitted to have benefit from it right away after Shabbos. Not to make b'chdei sh'yasa, where that's only a concern you might come to do amir la'akim, unlike a Jew doing malacha. Krishna says in the pasuk in Shemais, "Ushmartem es Shabbos, you should safeguard the Shabbos ki kodesh, because it is holy." Meaning, he kodesh, the Shabbos is holy. V'maseh kodesh. We don't say the actions done of a malacha on Shabbos is also like consecrated. No, it's going to be permitted for another Jew after Shabbos. Now, Kate said, "How so?" So he stole Shabbishul b'Shabbos b'meizeh. If a Jew deliberately violates Shabbos and he cooks, matzah Shabbos yochel achem, after Shabbos can be eaten by others. Avaloi lo yochel elamus. But for him, he's not allowed to eat it forever. Now, then bishul b'shkaga, if he cooked by mistake, lemutzah Shabbos yechel, after Shabbos it can be eaten, bein hu bein achir miyad, whether him or others immediately after Shabbos, b'chein koyitza b'zeh, anything similar like that, but not on Shabbos itself. That's what's known as meisah Shabbos. Halach of Dalt, peder shiyatzu chutz l'tchum, if there was produce that was taken out of the tchum, which is prohibited to take carry something out of the tchum on Shabbos, v'chazu, then they came back. So if b'shagiv was done by mistake, yachal b'Shabbos, it can be eaten on Shabbos. Shadali nasa b'guf and masa, because nothing was actually done to the item itself. Emelin Shanu, nothing of it changed, and it's right back to where it always was. But b'meizeh was done deliberately, lo yachal amatzah Shabbos, and should not be eaten until after Shabbos. Halacha chafei, hasoich esapayil. Someone hires a worker, lishma lo yasapara v'satinik, to watch for him, either his cow, or his child, his baby. Lo yidin leischogeh shal Shabbos, and I'll give him the wages of Shabbos for watching. So although no malacha was actually done, it's like a business transaction, which is forbidden. Lefikach, therefore, in achrei Shabbos olav, since he's not paying him for Shabbos work, so then any responsibility is not on him either. Now, but v'mhoya sachar schir Shabbos, let's say the guy was being, the hired laborer was hired for the week, or schir shana hired for the year. Then nisn leschar m'sham, you could give him his full wages, including the Shabbos wages, because it's known as avloi, you're not paying him distinctly for Shabbos, you're paying him for the whole week, and l'fikach achrei Shabbos olav, the responsibility if anything happens on Shabbos would be on him, because he's getting paid for that. But lo yemali, but he shouldn't tell him, tell me schogri shal Shabbos, give me my wages of Saturday of Shabbos. Elemali rather tells him, tell me schogri shal shana, give me my wages of the year, or shal asar yom, of these 10 days, which in that is Shabbos, but it cannot be distinctly singled out for that of Shabbos, which that's forbidden of schar Shabbos, of specifically paying for Shabbos.